The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
We're joined now by our Lord Mayor of Dublin, our elected Lord Mayor, Hazel Chew, who was harassed and racially abused outside her home, the Mansion House in Dublin, yesterday. Hazel, thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
Hi, Matt. How's it going? Not too bad. How are you?
Well, I'm grand, but more importantly, after what you went through yesterday, tell us about it.
In fairness, the guards were across the road and they were great. So, and I have to say thank you to Pier Street Guards Station. They had been already there because we were expecting a few people. So it was just, it was one of those things, in fairness. We have an annual event that happens at the Mansion House. This year they couldn't go inside. They had to be outside. And I have to say it has nothing to do with the event host organisers. They were very good. They said there was only going to be a four socially distancing people coming, and they had put out their call for the event, so it's nothing to do with them. I like to say it was just hijacked, unfortunately, for them. There was a
hijacked by how many other people, and do you know where these people came from?
Hijacked for about 25 odd people. There was 30 altogether. The reason I know is because myself and the other half were looking at the window, kind of looking across the road going, oh, there's a few of them now. So, and it was unfortunate because of the fact that the others came along to, I don't know, was it a protest? Was it what? Because they did, there was a call out for a protest against me a couple of weeks ago as well, that even up to last week that post was still up. So I don't know what those group of people were doing, but it really, it unfortunately for the event organizer was unfortunate, because they then had to move up to St. Stephen's Green to do the proper kind of turning of the seal. So I feel quite bad for the event organizers for them.
But this mob that turned up, and they were a mob. Can you tell us within reason, you know, I know there might be certain parts which you don't want to let us know about, such as the language they might have used, but can you tell us some of what you had to put up with?
Well, so I was going back to the house after talking to the guards, and a few of them then had come up to me because they hadn't all arrived yet, and one of them in fairness, she was very polite, tried to shake my hand, and I said I couldn't because COVID and guidelines, and then she got quite angry, going, well, these guidelines aren't guidelines. These guidelines aren't the law. They're just guidelines. And then someone started talking to me about how the masks were were to just protect me, not them. And then somehow they then turned the conversation to shape-shifting dragons and how I'm going to turn into one and how
what?
I don't belong in this position. And they'll get me out soon. This is the thing. I may laugh about it, but it was at the time quite surreal. My thought at the time was, just get back into the house. So, and when I said to them, enjoy the event, one of them further away said, what event? Which confirmed my, oh, they're not actually here for the event. So, and then the rest of them showed up. The rest of them showed up. And in fairness to the guards, because there wasn't enough public distancing and there was social disorder, one of them got arrested. So and things moved along then. So it was a very surreal incident. It wasn't like a lot of people have said to me, oh, do you feel kind of as if you've been harassed or anything? I said, well, it was just quite uncomfortable. It was like, I don't mind being doorstep, and I don't mind protesting because people have a right to protest. However, when you're coming because you're not protesting against my policies or any of my work or anything, and it's just against me, and for no reason at all, then that's an issue, especially when my kid also lives here with me as well, and that's a big issue I have. So.
Yeah, how much experience of racism have you experienced in this country, and particularly since you became active in politics with the Green Party?
A bit, but this is the thing. I'm sure a lot of your listeners will go, oh, there she goes again, the race baiter. But the fact remains, there is racism in the country, and it, from yesterday's event and other issues and other online messages I have received and offline messages, it has been very clear that people don't like me in the role because of the colour of my skin. Like, they have very much said it. So in terms of, oh, you work for the Chinese Communist Party, or you're not Indigenous Irish, how dare you take this role from someone who is. And it's language like that, and then it's insults like that, and sometimes it's threats that are similar to that as well. And it's been ongoing since, like, when was the first time I chatted to you about this topic? Probably 18 months ago or more.
Yeah.
So, and it's ongoing. And
what did the Gardaí say about it, Hazel? I mean, all you said, I mean, the Pearse Street Gardaí did well yesterday. There has been one arrest of a woman. But how helpful can the Gardaí be to you in dealing with this?
They've been very helpful, and fairness to the Gardaí, they've been very helpful in trying to assess. And I have had ongoing conversations with a Garda detective that has been very, very good to me since I have started any, received any of the issues. So, and they have been helpful now, but then they are constrained by what the rule of law is, the legislation in general, and also they're constrained with what the platform is providing, various platforms are allowing to happen. Well,
I was just about to ask you that, Hazel. I mean, have you been in contact with the various social media platforms which facilitate this sort of nonsense?
I'm meeting Twitter next Wednesday, and I'm going to be trying to meet Facebook as well. And I have, in fairness to Twitter, when I raise issues, they have responded to it. But I think there needs to be more now, Matt. And you can see it in recent weeks and recent months. And you can see it from what happened on over the States and in the on Capitol Hill. When things go unchecked, when narratives are allowed to run and run, and when lies are allowed to spread, this is what happens. A very focal minority gain traction and space and ends up doing what they want. And that has to be, that has to stop. So, and the disinformation and the lies have to stop. And in turn, we have to start looking at how we face or fight discrimination in this country, and how do we help those that need to be helped.
Okay, Lord Mayor Hazel Chew, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.